Here today is top stories. A new poll says that Governor Rauner is the sixth most unpopular governor in the country. Ahead of him, Chris Christie, Scott Walker, and Rick Snyder. Come on, that's rigged. Christie's got Trump and Bridgegate, Walker almost got recalled, and Snyder's got tainted water. What does Rauner have? A budget stalemate? He's going to have to get drastic to crack the top five. Like, I don't know, accidentally hit a kid? Maybe? I'm sure his PR team's working on it now. Donald Trump has been accused of being his own spokesperson. Well, faking that he's somebody else. I guess he used to do this when he was younger, call newspapers as a fake spokesman to talk positive about himself. I mean, that's exactly how Thomas Jefferson was elected, so. Yes, hello, this is John Jefferson, and have you seen this Declaration of Independence? And I will send a buggy to you, and you can read it in 5 weeks. It's huge. Donald Trump also doubled down and said he won't release his tax returns. When reached for comment, Ronald Rump was like, it's the best tax return in the history of the world. Don't worry about it. We're going to build a wall around tax returns. Terrible Trump. I got to work on my Trump. When asked for comment, Hillary Clinton's like, this is the guy I'm going to lose to? Dick Wolf and NBC announced the name of the new Chicago television program. It'll be called Chicago Justice. It'll join Chicago Fire and Chicago PD on the network. Wait a second. I'm missing one. All right, everybody stop. You know what? Check under the cushions. I know. Where did I put it? It's got to be. I got it. Chicago Med. Got it. Found it. No word if Chicago TSA agents has been greenlit. Word is it's been delayed. Oh, come on, TSA. Get it together. Federal government, this is terrible. The last thing you should be skimping on is security agents. This is so dumb. How about this? For every extra 10 minutes we have to wait, you knock off 10 bucks off the flight price. We cool? I mean, come on, where are the presidential candidates? Where's Donald Trump on this issue? At least Bernie Sanders before he's done? Nobody? Nothing? More pressure on Facebook as critics continue to question whether or not they are censoring conservative viewpoints from being seen in news feeds. Can I be the voice of reason on this one? If you get your news from a Facebook feed, you probably think that Nickelback is playing at City Hall and that Lena Horne just died. And that transgendered people can use any bathroom that they like. What, that's real? McDonald's is testing fresh beef for their hamburgers. Hey, something new. Beef. In weather, come on, today was so good. So good! I saw so many short shorts today, mostly on dudes. And now, to quote Annie Lennox, here comes the rain again. How is my Annie Lennox better than my Donald Trump? Come on. In sports, the Cubs got back to their winning ways today against the Pirates at Wrigley. The Pirates are still looking for a win against the Cubs. And this team is our big competitor in the NL Central. I mean, the Brew Crew seem to be bigger trouble than the Bucks. And I hope you're listening to this, Pirates. Enough of the attitude. And stop sculpting the facial hair, okay? The Sox got the Yanks tonight in New York, so you can bet that after the game, they're gonna party. You know Avi Garcia and Jose Abreu, they're gonna throw down. That Brett Lowry and Matt Latos are gonna hit up Brooklyn, maybe get a new tat. And that Todd Frazier's just gonna go back to the hotel, get a good night's sleep. Where does Don Cooper go in New York? Where does pitching coach Don Cooper go? I'll bet he hits up to Times Square Chili's. Seems like a Coop kind of place. Anyway, Chris Sale on the mound tonight. How about the Thunder knocking off the old Spurs last night? Will this be the end of Tim Duncan? I hope not. I hope he plays like 15 more years. Gets all Robert the Chief Parrish on us. Wouldn't that be fun? I think I see Tim Duncan as a journeyman. Oh, Duncan's on Charlotte. Cool. The Bears have voluntary minicamp today, but no Alshon Jeffrey. He doesn't technically have to be there, so he's not. Because it's voluntary. So nothing to see here, folks. Move along. And finally, ancient tools and a bone found in Florida could rethink how Americans first showed up on this continent. In Florida. Wait, was the ancient bone shirtless, and was the tool a Coors Light tall boy? One more question, just one more. Was there a mullet and or blue blockers near the site? That would explain a lot. That's the carryout for May 13th, 2016. Hey, do you need some soy sauce? You got tons of soy sauce. It goes great with that spaghetti and meatballs.